We were told that Afghanistan trained the people that flew the planes into the World Trade Center. We were told that we had to go into Afghanistan to fight the terrorist organization who had egregiously attacked America. We were told we had to go to Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction. They were harboring the same terrorists that we were fighting in Afghanistan, and that they would inevitably use those weapons and send those terrorists to our soil. We were told that they hated us because of our freedoms. They hated us because of our Constitution. They hated us because we weren't like them. We were told that they hated us because we had morals and values and we didn't live the way they live. Obviously, that's what they told us as soldiers so that we would go in these countries and occupy them. Obviously, I know better now. So why do I tell you this story? Because we were told that the terrorist threatened our way of life. What is our way of life? Our way of life is a balanced government, no dictatorship. Our way of life is free of religious rule, but instead ruled by the people. Our way of life has due process of law. Remember when they used to scream Sharia laws coming to America? Now, to be clear, the people that screamed that have no idea what actual Sharia law is, but the way they would describe it, it was this barbaric law without due process where people were punished and even killed for anything. And our way of life, our freedoms didn't allow for that. And that's why the terrorists hated us. The word terrorist kind of became this way around the law, this way to circumvent the very way of life, the Constitution, the law that we claimed was the reason the terrorist hated us. Now, we are sending people to foreign prisons without due process. Now, plainclothes agents are kidnapping people off the street. No evidence in court, no due process. People are being punished without a crime, kidnapped off the street and human trafficked to foreign prisons. We were told that is what terrorists do. We were told that they hate us because that's not us, because we are better than that. We were told that they hated our way of life because we were so different from them. The only thing I see is us being exactly what they told us that they were. The reason I was sent to these countries is because I raised my right hand and I said, I solemnly swear to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But now I sit here a veteran of this country and I'm afraid that I've come to the conclusion that there is no Constitution to defend. Our president has suspended the Constitution. He has disobeyed the direct decision of a unanimous Supreme Court, 9-0. He's continually defied federal judges' orders. He has authorized the kidnapping of legal residents off the streets by plainclothes agents and trafficked them to foreign nations and put them in torturous prisons, denying them their constitutional rights. No matter who you are, if you're in America, you are protected by the Constitution, citizen or not. This is who I was told we are. What we do now matters more than anything we've ever done in our life. One day, your grandchildren will ask you what you did now. What are you going to tell them?